Today we're speaking with Emmett Anderson and Abby Jump from The Reporting Project. First off, Emmett, what local stories are you working on?
One story that we're monitoring is some Pataskala residents are organizing a donation drive for hurricane relief. Local organizers are accepting donations of bottled water, non-perishable food, first aid supplies, baby food and items, and more before October 10th when they'll bring the items to small communities across North Carolina. To donate, check for an updated list on Instagram at young.benjamin and drop off supplies at the Emmanuel Church of Etna at 9441 Smoke Road in Pataskala from 4 to 8 Monday through Friday. Also, the fire-damaged Avalon Building in downtown Newark will be razed. The owners of the venerable Avalon Building, which has a long history in downtown Newark and had been home to 24 residents before fire ravaged it in March, announced in a Monday morning news release that the building will be demolished. The building is owned by LEADS, a local organization that assists economically disadvantaged residents of Licking County. The organization considered many options, but determined that saving the structure again was not financially possible.
I'm Abby Jump, and here are some more stories that The Reporting Project is working on. Green grass and a full rain barrel don't mean the drought is over. Soil moisture levels have improved, but by any other measure, Ohio is still in a drought. According to Aaron Wilson, Ohio's state climatologist, we still have deficits. All of the rain from Hurricane Helene has put more moisture in the soil, but it does not erase the precipitation deficit from over the last year or more, he said. The state's outdoor burning ban is still in effect. Lastly, one of our reporters spent some time with the Land of Legend Barbershop Quartet, which has been performing in Licking County for 75 years. The group meets every Monday night at 7 p.m. at Trinity Episcopal Church in Newark. They welcome men of all ages and skill levels to come sing along.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com, click Local News.